This is Ofebia Kwistarkton in Johannesburg. Now, here in South Africa, the nation has been focused on issues close to home, crippling power shortages, and a much publicized and much condemned incident involving four white university students allegedly humiliating five black campus employees on video. It was redolent of the apartheid era.
South Africa's news and information leader. This is SAFM.
But that doesn't mean that South Africans aren't aware. A nationwide radio call-in show this morning gave listeners an opportunity to comment on the US nomination race. And remember, often here in South Africa, issues are seen through the prism of race and color.
The whole thrust of that discussion was exactly how you defeat racial stereotypes. And that's the challenge that Obama and Clinton, in their different ways, face.
Okay, well, let's see what the average South African thinks. I've come to a shopping center. It's called Campus Square. It's a mix black, white, Indian, youth. Excuse me, sir. Can I ask you what you think or know or care about the American presidential nomination campaign? And your name?
It's Johan Trotsky. I hope Barack Obama wins because I think he'll be good for Africa. And it looks like he's in the lead. And I think he's more of a statesman than Hillary, so I'm all for it.
And what about the Republicans?
Oh, no. I don't think their minds are screwed on right. Very conservative, diminished view of the world, and maybe a slight supremacist ideology, I'm not sure.
Excuse me, dear. What's your name?
Sizulu Vono. Obama, they said he's going to be the next president or something. Because, United States are needing a first black president.
Can I ask you what you think about this? Okay. And your name, please.
Nurina Tebori. I'm just glad they're going to get rid of George Bush because of all the whatever he's been causing. And let's hope that the Clinton lady wins.
Thank you very much. This is Ofebia Kwistarkton for NPR News in Johannesburg.